Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine others, still reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Time, doom, things in the room, all the things that go boom, boom, boom. It's chaos. It's an entire existence level format of things throwing in from the wind, throwing in from the darkness, throwing in from the shadows. All of these things mixing and matching and becoming all part of one weird little quirky thing, kicking the crap out of a 2016 year. Now we're into a 2017 year. What the hell is that up about? You know what we're going to do with this year? We're going to take control of this year. We're going to take control of life. We're going to take control of death. We're going to take control of all the shadows and the whispers of darkness and screams of all the things coming from cleavers and everything else. And it's like, we're going to take it all and roll it up into a nice little bundle of some kind of crazy mixture stuff and like take it and really throw it around and do things with it. And what those things are yet, I don't exactly have written down in my documented process guidelines, but I will do stuff with it. I will take it. I am going to take this year and shove it up the something, 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 and make really, really cool new things. And I want you people to be with me on this journey of things going around and around and around and around and around and like run, Rudolph. Hey, how's it going, EW?
I'm trying to figure out where Rudolph came in on that.
I have no idea where you're going to, because you quiet.
What?
That's okay, I turned you back up again.
Again?
Yes, because you were quiet.
I was quiet.
You were quiet. Hey, look, Jack's in the room.
I saw that.
Well, he's in the chat room, not in my room, because that would be weird.
You don't want Jack in your room?
I have enough stuff in my room, I don't need more.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Sorry, Jack. You don't get to be in his room.
Nope. So, Happy New Year.
Yes. Can you believe it's been a year since we last talked?
No.
Yeah.
It's been exactly 12 days.
No, a whole year's passed.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
You on crazy people drugs.
No, because last time we talked it was 2016. Now it's 2017. A whole year has passed.
Incorrect, sir. Don't make me bring out the beaten stick. Because it has reach, and it goes through wires.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, now I gotta see this one.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You will, but not right this moment.
Okay.
All right. So, today's show, I'm thinking we're going to talk about a couple of movies.
For sure.
I'm going to start with the movie that you probably never heard of.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And guess what? There were no zombies in it.
No, that can't be true.
Yep. Actually, the funny thing is, there's all the movies I watched in the... I've actually been on vacation all week last week.
Yeah, wait, now I'm trying to think of the movies. One of those movies should have zombies in it.
Nope, no zombies.
Technically, it would be considered a zombie.
Nope, they're not zombies. So, we're going to start with this extremely odd left-field movie that I didn't know what the hell to expect when I watched. And it's like, oh, good, I didn't get let down.
Okay.
It's called The Call-Up.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I've heard of this.
I'd never heard of it, but the picture looked good, so it's like, oh, hey, I'll watch that. I was in that kind of a mood. Random. Yeah, random. Wait. So, the tagline on IMDb calls it, a group of online gamers are invited to a state-of-the-art virtual reality video game, but things take a turn for the sinister when these masters of the shoot-em-up discover they will literally be fighting for their very lives.
Hmm.
I know nobody in this movie. None of these people in this movie... they may have done other stuff that I know of, but I don't recognize a single one of them.
Huh.
Now, the good news is, it's actually a really good movie. It's a solid... if they had done this movie with Doom, when they came out with that, that would have been an amazing movie.
Yeah, okay. Wait, which Doom?
The movie Doom, with The Rock.
Okay, yeah, okay. I want to make sure I was talking about the same one.
Wait, there's fake comments about this movie? What? Who cares? It was a good movie. Ah, whatever. So, basic premises. These crack gamers from all over the place or whatever get invited to be in a video game. They don't know what it is. They don't understand anything about it because no information has been given to them. So it's like, yeah, okay, show up, go up, play. Yeah, who? What are we going to do? So they walk into the room and they're expected to get rid of all their clothes and wear these special suits. The special suits have like little body armor stuff and whatever. And they find out, oh, hey, by the way, all of this stuff has reactionary elements to it. So it's like when you get hit in the game, you actually feel it in the suit.
Oh, wow.
So it's like it's a fully immersive video game for them. So the game, the movie keeps switching from their POV in real life in these outfits in this sterile building, and then switching to the video game, which is the post-apocalyptic, hey, it's some kind of terrorist has nuked most of the U.S. or whatever, and now they have to try and get to the bottom of the building to save the building and save whatever and do all this stuff.
Right.
It's a really cool movie. The idea is awesome. It was interesting in the way that they were doing it. It's all about perspective. It's all about the combination of mystery, finding out, well, what's going on? How is this really happening? Why is it that this is happening? And you're going through back and forth between the video game and the real life thing. And you have those stresses of a bunch of strange people who are probably all loners. And even the one guy says, yeah, I live at home with my grandma. And he's like, yeah, that's because that's what some gamers are.
Yeah.
Not all, but I mean, it had a good cross-section. I like the fact that there were a couple of women that were brought in as part of it. It's like, yeah, these are gamers. They play games.
It's true.
I know. And some of them kicked the guys' asses. It's like, what do you know what?
Well, speaking of a game, I watched a movie that you probably haven't watched yet.
It's possible.
Nerve.
Who?
It's called Nerve.
Nerd?
Nerve. I put it in the chat room. NERVE.
You've got some nerve.
Yes. Well, the premise of this one is, you know, like how Facebook is today. You're always looking for the likes, you know, the popularity and so forth.
Well, some people do.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is, except for the fact that you're doing dares. And when you go to do your different things, the dare, you get paid for it. Like, for example, the girl in the movie, she gets dared to kiss some stranger, and if she does within a certain time, she gets $100, and it goes directly to her account. And different things keep happening, and you know, it gets intense. It really does. And of course, her dollar amount's going up, and the guy that she's now having to run around with, you know, he's supposedly getting it too. But there's a mystery behind all this as well that starts to build, and you start finding out more things. And I mean, it got good. It started off slow. I almost turned it off because it was really that slow. But I was like, hang in there, because they still haven't come to the game part, so I'll wait for that. No, when they finally got there, it was really good. I mean, it just kept going and kept going. And it's kind of like, you know, the only bad part about this was, this girl is a, you know, kind of lives in a shell, you know, for her life. She doesn't, you know, she lets other people do the talking for her type thing. You know, she's always timid around. And then just all of a sudden, she just breaks out. I'm just going to do all these dares. Sure. You know, I just don't see, you know, just somebody randomly doing that. But for the most part, it was good. The only one actress was in it that I recognized her face, but I can't remember her name.
Emma Roberts?
I think that's it.
Yeah, she was in American Horror Story or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like the first list.
Yeah. Well, I kind of figured she'd make the first. She was like the only star I recognized.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, it's a bunch of teenage kids.
I recognize this girl.
But you will see a lot of skin.
Skin? I can't watch that movie.
Okay.
What, do they take the skin and put it on a rack?
No. You know, like they have to change clothes or...
Oh, I don't know. Skin, yeah. You should put that on a rack. You know, you can make soup from it.
Yeah, well, if this is true, you can make a girl suit.
There was a show called Lex, The Adventures from the Dark Zone. The one character's name was Jigarata.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And what she did is she'd kill people and skin them and use their skin as clothing.
Interesting.
Oh, my God, that show was messed up. I want to watch that again. Yeah, I've got all four seasons of that on DVD or whatever.
Uh-oh.
What?
That you just have all four seasons on DVD.
Why wouldn't I? It was an awesome show.
I'm not complaining.
Dude, they're flying around in a spaceship blowing up planets, and the spaceship is grown from Stanley Tweedle's molar or whatever, and it's a giant dragonfly.
Okay.
And they worship his shadow, and the shadow turns out to be the giant insects from the previous insects war that was slowly trying to subvert humanity and using them to destroy everything. And it's like, holy Jesus, man. And they did that all in the first four episodes. There is an actual season in the show where they destroy all of existence in the entire universe and have all the matter drawn to the center, or sorry, into one center point, and then they detonate the big bang again.
Mm.
It's like, dudes, that's awesome.
So is this the moment where I kind of spoil a TV series or a series for you? That's on Netflix.
Sure, go ahead, because I probably won't watch it anyways.
When you and I talked off the air last time, you said, oh, I think I'm going to watch this. Now it's a whole different story.
I don't know. There's too many to watch. Oh, by the way, Juliette Lewis was in that movie you were talking about.
Yeah.
You should remember her.
Yeah, she was probably the familiar face I'm referring to. I just don't remember all the people by their names. She played the mother. Right?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, now you're going to make me pull up the IMDb because...
she played the character named Nancy.
I'm bringing it up.
Bang those keys.
Exactly. Okay, Emma Roberts. Yeah. Juliette Lewis. Yeah, that's her. Okay. That's the face I remember. Yeah, she actually played the mother in here.
Okay. I haven't seen Juliette Lewis in anything in a long time. Last thing I saw her in was Strange Days, I think.
I'm trying to think what was the last thing I saw her in.
Actually, let's scroll through the list. She was in Starsky and Hutch? Yeah.
The movie? Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
Last thing I saw... Oh, she was in Dust Till Dawn. Yes. Which came out right after Strange Days. So, yeah, there's no reason why I wouldn't remember those two. Badunkadunk.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen her in anything. I don't recognize any of these things.
Most of these things are not things I would watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Gem and the Holograms. Ooh, I'm going to run out and watch that one. No, not very likely.
Not bloody happening. No, so I watched the OA.
Yes, so how is the OA? And by the way, every time I see the name OA, I keep thinking of Green Lantern.
Well,
You didn't ask why do I think of Green Lantern.
I figured out in the first episode what it stood for. But...
Offered again?
Huh?
Offered again?
Yeah. Not watching again, if that's more like what you mean, but... I can't believe they're even going to want to. They're wanting to do a second season. I don't know how that's. I mean, unless she lives. But anyway, there's
popularity for it. Hey, some people like Supergirl.
Okay, I like Supergirl. Okay, it wasn't
like
as,
I said. Some people like Supergirl.
It didn't have the cheesiness this had. And spoiler alert: if you haven't gotten to these episodes, their so-called dance that would take them to another realm.
Dude, Alice Krieg is in it.
Well, I'm not saying the cast was bad.
That's it. You've got to be wrong.
The storyline was... I mean, because literally she's basically going back in every episode telling what happened to her. And now she wants these individuals. It takes you a while to figure it out. And then and basically for them to just spit it out. This is what I want you to do. And it's to do this so-called dance to help her get to this realm to go after this other guy that she fell in love with. And while she was captured. So, yeah.
Got some bad news for you, bro.
What?
That thing's got a 72% rating on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, I mean...
Both critical and audience.
Siskel and Ebert used to talk crap about movies, and those were the best ones. The ones they liked were the garbage ones, so there you go.
Well, everything's relative, right?
I think if you watch it, you'll get what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't know. It's in the category of possibility. I mean, you know me, I like some weird shit.
Well, if you do like weird stuff, then you'll it's on Netflix also. It's called Travelers.
Yeah.
That is good.
Travelers sounds like something that was done a long time ago and reintroduced.
That's what I was thinking. The way they were doing some parts of this, it kind of looked like a show I might have watched. It might not have been called Travelers, but it looked like something that I've seen before. But for the most part, it was pretty good. And the concept, I didn't get it until like end, so spoiler alert again, when they were saying that the particular entity that was sending them back was actually a computer.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? A lot of calculations.
That was the brain. That was who they were serving, was the computer. And I'm like, oh, there's a twist I wasn't expecting.
Hey, it's a Canadian movie.
Yeah, yeah. And they are looking at possible a second season.
Dude, it's only 45 minutes long.
Each episode. It looked like
episodes. Okay.
Yeah, it looked like it was on TV before. Up on one of your main channels or stations.
No, I don't think so. It says release date is 2016.
It doesn't look like it was, you know, the other ones. You can tell parts where it might have been set for a commercial. But for the most part, I liked it. I thought Travelers was really freaking good.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know.
It might be right up your alley.
It could be.
At least watch the first episode and then see what you think, because I really like the premise. And I'm holding back on a lot of things because you got to see it before I can say much. But
so I like Jack's reference to Supergirl.
Yeah, yeah. That's my reference to the OA, okay?
Well, okay.
The OA...
By the way, you didn't ask me, what does the OA mean in Green Lantern?
Oh, yeah. What does it mean in Green Lantern?
That's where the Guardian's home world is called.
That's right. How could I have forgotten that?
OA.
Well, she actually says, I'm the OA.
So she's offered again.
Yeah. It does stand for something.
Of course it does. The other anti.
Yeah, there we go. That works.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I'm surprised Jack didn't hear about Travelers. If he heard about OA, when I clicked on OA, Travelers came up as a suggestion immediately.
Well, the OA has been referred to by a lot of people who said, oh, man, it's the next best thing since Stranger Things, because it's like the next weird little show that Netflix introduced without actually doing any publicity on it. It's like, oh, it's going to be awesome.
It definitely hit the weird factor.
Yes. Well, I heard a lot of... mentions of it. That's why I knew what it was off the top. I don't know anything about it other than what I hear peripherally. So it is something I will watch at least one of. We'll go if I like more.
I binge watched it from beginning to end, hoping it was going to get better.
Yeah, but you like Supergirl, so...
Okay, look. You know... You can't dog somebody for... I mean...
Yes, I can.
If you watch the original movie...
But Supergirl? I love the original Supergirl movie.
See, I think this is better than that.
With, what's her face? Helen Slater?
Yeah, she's actually in. She's actually the mother of Supergirl in here.
Oh God! Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so all I've seen of Supergirl, and I will fully admit this, is before the show started, they released a 17-minute preview half episode or whatever that kind of cut through a couple of episodes, and there were full scenes and stuff. So I watched it, and I was like, I could just feel my IQ points slipping away.
Yeah, see, I don't know if you would look at it that way. I mean, I'm trying to think. Hank Henshaw's character is the last Martian of Mars.
Martian Manhunter.
No, yeah, well, they call him...
Zahn, or whatever
John
his name
Jones
is.
John Jones or
John
something.
John Jones, yes, he's the Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, and I like when he breaks out in you know, his little character.
And that could be.
I mean, it's really good. I mean, I don't know if the newer season to me is better than the first.
Well, we would hope that they'd get better.
Yeah, because when the crossover with the Flash the first time, that wasn't bad. And
okay,
then,
what I heard about that was not good.
See, I've heard mixed reviews. I thought it was decent compared to where it was.
Well,
so,
from what I heard, it was like, duh, aliens, blah, 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 blah. Like, done, it's done.
Oh, no, no,
what?
No. That crossover. Yeah, yes. Let's not go into that crossover. I have mixed feelings in that. But
so, yeah, that's actually the crossover. So,
I think when they did that one, it was really nice that Supergirl only had 2 minutes of it at the very end of that episode of the four-night crossover.
But here's the thing you're not realizing, or maybe you are. Supergirl would have been the most powerful of the characters in that crossover.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I totally realize that. Yes. Of course, they don't give her the ability to show that off because, well, the one kind of rude, stuck-up bastard of them all is, of course, Oliver Queen, who basically tells her, you need to sit out. So, yeah. No, I had a lot of issues with that crossover.
Yep.
I think it could have been a hell of a lot better. But
could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been, well, yeah, it could have been worse. It could have been way worse. The only decent episode probably was the Flash episode when they did that.
Well, I haven't watched season 2 of the Flash yet either, so we'll think about it.
Well, there was a part where it was almost their little version of Civil War because they were mind controlled and had to fight against.
That's not Civil War.
I know, but it was
not even close.
It was their little knockoff of it.
Uh huh.
There is rumor of a new superhero TV show coming here very soon, and apparently, if you're watching these DC shows, you have seen the character.
Okay, well, DC, I go blah, blah, blah on that.
Yeah, see, but I gotta admit that some of them are decent.
I don't gotta admit a single thing
decent.
About it.
Come on, give me a break now.
No, I don't gotta admit a single thing about any of it.
It's because you're not watching them.
Well, I watch Gotham. Once Gotham season 3 is done, I'll watch that.
There is, that's it. It's probably Batman. That was the hint. Because she mentions, Supergirl actually mentions the wording of it? I'm trying to think of the wording here. Basically, she hints to Batman, but not necessarily saying Batman. She describes him as a rich vigilante or something like that.
Yep, I don't think they're doing another Batman TV series.
I don't think so either. With Gotham there, that'd just be impossible to do it. What they will do next, I don't know. Hope, please, God, for anything possible, please don't let it be a Green Lantern.
Well,
unless they make it nice,
Green Lantern would fit with Supergirl much better. Hal Jordan or Kyle Rayner or even Guy Gardner would probably segue much better with the current Supergirl than any of the other DC characters I can think of right now.
The only thing I don't understand is that she's existing on a different Earth. why doesn't she exist with all these at the same time?
Because DC is confused about shit like that.
See, and Superman's there too, where she's at.
So well, of course.
Superman and her are on a different Earth, and the rest of them are all on this one Earth. And it's just like, yeah.
Well, there is a comic book series for DC called Crisis on Infinite Earths. There is an infinite number of Earths with an infinite number of parameters, where there's an infinite number of different kinds of Superman, Supergirl, Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, and at some point they start colliding.
That explains this, the last season.
Yep. And that's probably something that they're going to try and wrangle through and try and use as their means to differentiate. Well, we've got all these movie character people over here. That's Earth 616. Then we've got these people over here in the TV series. Ooh, that's Earth 63. And they can basically, whatever.
They're numbering the Earths. So, yes. Yeah. Okay. And Grodd's on one of them. So, now, officially.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But that's because of Zoom's doing, so...
Zoom, and he's stupid in the room.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's interesting watching where they're going with it, because... And then learning the different things. I totally forgot the Infinite Earths comic. And that, you know, once you say that, it all lights up.
Of course, because I'm like that. I light people up with information.
Well, but it helps you remember. It's like, oh, yeah. And no, it's not the Affleck stuff.
Of course. Well, that's good, because Affleck was Daredevil.
Speaking of Daredevil.
Oh, no, Jack's talking about the two goofy-ass movies from a little back, Daredevil and the Green Lantern with, what's his nut, Deadpool guy?
Ryan
Reynolds as Green Lantern, which had moments that were actually cool, but the movie kills itself once they introduce Parallax at the end. It's like, really? This is such a stupid character, the way they've done this. So, in that time, it is now time for Intermezzo.
And we will roll that.
Thank you.
Did you finish the song early?
No, it just faded off on its own right there.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember if it had the slow fade out or the fast fade out.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, that's actually one of my favorite new songs this year.
It's on my list. I'm not getting rid of that one.
Yeah, that's Kay Flay. I had never heard of her until a few weeks ago when I started hearing on the radio. I was like, what the hell is this? I like this. This is awesome.
Right.
So, I mean, like, this year I've heard a few songs, like, I don't know these people, but I'm liking this.
Hmm.
So it's good.
Are they independent or are they actually assigned?
I'm not sure who their label is with or whatever, but it's definitely, I believe they're signed with somebody, because the radio station that I listen to wouldn't be, well, they do play some indie stuff, but it's not a Canadian thing, so I listen to Canadian channels.
I am going to have to look these people up.
Yep. The other song that I would have played was Canadian. It's just, I love their name and I love the song. Their band is called Bros. As in brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay. They're weird, but they're goofy. They're hipster looking, but they're fun. So, now that we got that out of the way, I got three more movies I want to talk about.
Yep, it's movie time.
Funny enough, you've actually seen two of them, so we can talk about those.
Yep.
So I'm going to start off with the one that you haven't watched yet.
Okay.
And we're going to start with Assassin's Creed.
Definitely on my list to watch this year.
Yep. I enjoyed the shit out of it. But I also go into it without knowing any of the video game, anything except the basic premise behind the storylines and everything. So I understood the basics on it. I just didn't know the full developed story as to, well, why does he do other stuff? What's going on with all that? And I thought they did a really good job of developing that in the movie.
Right.
The visuals, stunning. The action scenes are pretty good. I already typed it. The combat sequences are pretty good. It's what the hell is that stuff? The jumping around parkour. It's very parkour.
Oh yeah, sorry, I was listening to you but answering questions in the chat room same time. I believe it.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
Because of what I've seen so far in the previews, it looks really awesome. And I'm, like, totally stoked to, you know, go and watch this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Watching the things happening in the chat was like, oh.
Yeah, it's total sidetrack.
Like, geez, man, I can't read all that and then pay attention to what I'm saying. But okay. So but a large part of the movie flips back and forth from 1492 during the... sorry, I don't know if it was 1492, what year it was, whatever. But the Witch Crusades or whatever, where they're persecuting the original assassins, the Templars. And so this whole thing, I like the concept of the assassins versus the Templars. Because the Templars are generally considered to be good guys for the most part. And then the assassins are always, oh, they're the bad guys because they're assassins. Yeah. Like, well, not really. Maybe they're the good guys standing up for free will and choice and everything. And that's the basic premise of the movie. There are a good couple of little twists there, which are broadcast right from the very, 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 very beginning, but without context, doesn't make any sense until you get to the point where it's like, holy shit, that's why. You know, and that's perfect. And that was beautifully done. I love the way that they did that. I find that what I would say as part of the negatives is that unless you're accepting, which I was when I watched Go Into the Movie, accepting the concept of the fact that the whole rapid development of Fassbender's character is like, okay, all of a sudden now he's a ninja badass kickass.
Okay. Yes. See, I kind of got they twisted a... I want to say kind of like a Matrix twist in there.
There's a bit of a Matrix-y type twist in it.
Well, with his, you know, gaining the knowledge. That's where I'm getting that thought.
Well, it's not like it's being downloaded into his brain via a computer or whatever, but it is being downloaded into his brain via a computer.
Right.
See, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's a regression therapy.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's not that the computer is, okay, here's a bunch of instructions on how to do this. It's no, the regression takes him back in time to him as a his forefather, and who was this kind of guy, who was that kind of fighter, was that kind of kick-ass, yeah, we can just run and parkour all the shit out of everything. So, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, and it was a worthwhile movie. I will pick it up eventually on DVD, Blu-ray, whatever, depending on whether or not those are still available when that comes out.
Gotcha.
Had to get that out.
That was a keeper.
No, that was a moving on to the next movie. Miss Peregrine's Home for the Peculiar.
That was interesting.
At first, I was like, okay, this is kind of boring. What the hell?
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, wait a sec. This is a kid's movie. Wait a sec. Actually, it's not really a kid's movie.
Yeah, because I couldn't see some kids watching that.
And then all of a sudden it was like, wait a sec, this is a love story. What the hell? They snuck in a love story on me in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, odd mix of characters, which I kind of liked. But it does go back to the whole magical realism kind of thing, which was just a little bit over the top-ish. But as a lighthearted movie, it was fun.
It was interesting. I would say it was fun. I'm not going to deny that. I would say it was interesting, too, though, to a point because, you know, as you said, there was those little sneak-ins.
Yeah.
And that...
Oh, my God, I didn't realize Judi Dench was Miss Avocet.
Oh, the girl who plays Miss Peregrine.
It's Eva Green. I know who that is.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no, just seeing the thing and Samuel Jackson or whatever. Oh, I'm talking Judi Dench. She's only in it for a few minutes. But it was I just realized who that was.
But, yeah, it was interesting. I think it's a definite one-time watcher.
Yeah. One-time watch, yes. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Now, this next one, though. Oh.
Okay. No, yeah, no. I don't know. Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that one. So you've seen it too, right?
Filling the time with this one.
Yes, well, I could probably talk a lot on this one. So Star Wars Rogue One. First and foremost, people, if you haven't seen the damn movie, I will let you know, spoiler alert.
Big time.
Call it a few times. Spoiler alert. Warning. Star Wars Rogue One. I'm going to talk about shit in this movie because I love this movie. And people who listened to my show last week would realize and know that this will actually probably be my favorite Star Wars movie of all time.
You know what? I think you just nailed it right there. Yes, I agree. This is probably my favorite one as well.
Because one of the things that I really liked and enjoyed about the way that they did this movie is it felt like a real movie. The other movies, the other Star Wars movies, I always understood that they were renditions of a fantasy interpretation of other stuff. Right. Rogue One was its own movie, a fully original storyline with the basic concept of this is war. Who? What is it good for? And... You know what I mean? The whole thing worked as a war movie, as an intrigue movie, as a da-da-da-da-da. The characters grew. They actually developed. And, my God, thinking about the movie, because right after I watched the movie, then I went home, and it's like, oh, okay, I feel like watching A New Hope. Cool. So then I watched New Hope. Then I watched Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. I watched the whole trilogy right afterwards. I was doing other stuff as well, so whatever. Yeah. But one of the things I absolutely loved is that the attention to small little tiny details in Rogue One is that it sets up all the things for those other three movies that were missing.
Yeah.
Why was it so easy to blow up the Death Star? Oh, by the way, I'm the father of the main character who's looking for the plans of the Death Star. I built a special secret hidden thing.
Yep. And even the question of how did they get the plans to the Death Star? Well, now we know, you know, like how did it get to Princess Leia and all them? Now we know.
Exactly. And one of the most beautiful things about this movie is the ending.
That was awesome.
Good God. There is no way you could expect anybody to survive from that. And you know, that's perfect. Because it's a war. They wouldn't.
No. Yeah, because you would have, because after seeing this, you would think you would hear about the characters or there'd be some kind of extension of the characters within the other movies.
Exactly. You know,
and they made it to where, no, not happening.
Exactly. I mean, oh, crap, what the hell was his name? The leader of the rebels on the planet that was fighting by himself with...
Oh, shoot, you're asking me names? No, I'd have to...
Okay, so this is where we flip over to the IMDb, and I quickly type things down, and I make it sound like I'm smart while I'm waiting before I come up with the story, and then I can check the characters that I'm going to talk about, and... Rindinkadink? Forrest Whitaker characters, Saw Gerrera.
Oh, you were thinking Forrest Whitaker's character. I wasn't too...
It was weird.
Yeah, his character kind of confused me a little bit. You know, I just almost... Okay, I got what he was about. But how he starts and then is in the next part... Yeah, no, I was... That's where I got confused.
Basically, he's... ah, crap. Jyn Erso's father's best friend, okay?
Right.
And great. So she he basically is like, yeah, I'm going to take care of the little girl because daddy got taken from the by whatever. And okay, cool. I got that. That was fine.
Yeah.
But again, it falls into the category they nuked his ass.
Big time.
They nuked it. Not just like, hey, we're going to nuke his ass. No, they muffin fluff and nuke that place. But one of the other things that I thought was really spectacularly well done was oh crap, I can't even remember her name. Counselor leader, whatever her name was, for the rebellion.
She didn't have much time in there.
She wasn't in there very much. Was that Mon Mothma?
That's who I was thinking.
I don't know. That doesn't look right.
Well, the name sounds familiar. They mentioned her, Mon, quite a bit.
Yeah, no, they mentioned her a lot, but I don't think that's the character I'm thinking of.
Let's see. Alistair Petri?
Say what now?
Alistair Petri? No, that's a guy. Never mind.
No, actually, that is the character I'm thinking about. Mon Mothma.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Looking at the picture of her, God, does not look like her. Guinevere O'Reilly.
Guinevere O'Reilly is the original one who played it. Yes, no, she's who played in this movie. And I'm trying to find out who played the character in the other movie.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm trying to connect here.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Gotcha. Understanding?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to think, is there was a direct connection to what I'm trying to say here about that character. Gosh darn it. Why can't you people put this stuff in the way I want to find it? I'm going to have to smack the crap out of you people. No, I don't want to look at a video game.
Why are you doing that?
No. Okay, it is. All right. This is exactly what I want. It's the same person.
Oh, she played it in there too?
She played it in the Revenge of the Sith.
I'll be doggone.
Okay. So that was the thing that blew me away when I watched the movies. And it's like, shit, that's her. That's the same girl from the movie. You know? That was awesome.
You see, you don't recognize her. If you look at her picture, and then you look at how they made her look in the film, oh, God, total different, total transformation, not the same person.
Totally. Yeah. Now, the other things, okay, I have to mention about Alan Tudyk as well.
Yes, I was going to, that's who I'm on right now. I did not realize he was that voice.
At first, I didn't, and for me, for the movie, I did not want to go in knowing anything about any of the characters or anything about the thing. I saw the trailer, it's like, this is lovely, this is dark, this has got all kinds of aspects that I can work with. As long as they put me into a good story, I will be happy as a pig in fluffy stuff.
Right.
So that was awesome. And then, I'm watching the movie, I like this guy character, the robot K2SO. People saying, oh yeah, there's this new robot, it's awesome, but it's like, it's not awesome, it's just fun, he's the right thing, it's got the right amount of comedic interpretation. Oh, I'm supposed to like you now. Oh, okay. Yeah, he told me I had to. Yeah. All right, then. One-liners like that are awesome for that character. It's like the perfect amount of humor that just, like, highlights a scene and then debunks the scene all at the same time. Yeah. I did not know it was Alan Tudyk until I watched the credits, because I watched right to the end and watched all the freaking credits, because I like that.
Well, I also was waiting to see if they were going to sneak something in right there at the end, and...
Well, I was hoping that they would too, but they didn't.
Yeah. Mm. But Jimmy Smith's character, did you recognize him being in there?
Right off the bat.
I saw that and I was like, oh, hey, I recognize this one.
And then when they said, oh, I've got an old friend who we can help, get some help with. And I was like, yeah, old Ben Kenobi.
Yep.
So, like I said, all of the tie-ins that lead straight from that movie into the following three afterwards, beautifully done as far as I'm concerned.
Now, I have to ask you, the very end.
The Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia scene at the end. I wanted to talk about two specific things. That, and then, what the hell's his name? Tarkin.
Okay.
Was it Tarkin? That's what? His name? Tarkin? Turkin? Tukin? Turducken? No, don't go there.
Oh, come on.
No! But...
Kevin Tarkin.
Huh?
Yeah.
Got yeah, him. Tarkin. I know. I know what I'm talking about. I was making fun.
Okay.
Jeebers.
I was making sure that I was on the right person. Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin. You're on the right person. Christopher...
No.
Yeah?
No, Tarkin was... Governor Tarkin was Guy Henry.
No, I'm not talking about Tarkin.
Okay.
Okay, now I have to know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of which ones you're talking about, too.
Not that Christopher, not that Christopher, not that Christopher, not that Christopher, not that Christopher.
I love they got James Earl Jones to do Vader's voice again.
Mm-hmm. I heard a number of people saying bad things about that.
No, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yes.
Yep, no, I had no problem with Vader. But what I did like is the fact that Anthony Daniels was in it.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the other guy too.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. The one that, yeah. What was his name?
Nope, not him.
Oh, God. The old guy that comes out in... A New Hope. Oh, man. Okay. That's who you're talking about, right?
No, that's not who I was talking about, but okay. That's fine. That is okay. We won't. Who I was talking about, I was wrong about anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What I got a really big kick out of finding out about afterwards is the... Okay, where is he? Rebel Pilots, specifically... Oh, man, where the hell is his name? Red Leader?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, was it Red Leader or Orange Leader? Well, it was one of the flight leaders. Is the same guy... Yes, and I am. Was the same guy from the movies.
See, that's what I was trying to catch to on some of those. They were so fast that I couldn't... I was like, is that... No, I don't know. The voice sounded familiar. That's what got me right off the bat. Oh, that sounds like the guy, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And they make an actual reference to it about him being friends with... people that show up later in the movie.
Huh.
Which I thought was hilarious. But yes, I am trying to look up one more thing because it's driving me up the wall and it's really pissing me off because I don't like not remembering.
What was the name of that old guy now?
The old guy is Peter Cushing.
There you go.
That's the one I'm talking about. Hoping my finger's going faster than that, but it's not, so let's do the search button. Grand Moff Tarkin. Yes, I was right. You were pissing me off.
What?
Grand Moff Tarkin, that's who I was talking about. So, Red Leader. Okay, good. I've heard a lot of people say bad things about the CG that they use. I mean, he's passed away, so it's like, obviously, they can't have the real guy in the movie, but I thought it was awesome that they were able to actually introduce it into the movie and do it well enough that they could integrate it to the storyline going forward. Right. It's very hard to do CG, and yeah, I had some very peculiar notions when I saw him first show up. It's like, dude, he looks awfully skinny. Like, he really did. He looked like it was like, okay, this looks to me not real. And that was the first thing that I got for not real. His facial expressions and features, totally bought it. It's just that to me it looked like, that's an alien body, man. That's not really a person.
But then again, I mean, it being Star Wars, I just had to go with that part.
Yeah, yeah. No, I absolutely loved the fact that he was in there.
Yeah.
You know, totally loved it. And then you have, as you were talking about the Princess Leia, save us, R2-D2, you must take the plans to the da-da-da-da-dum. It's like, bajunk, right to New Hope.
Yes, it was like right spot on. And that is where you're like saying, now I want to go see the next one.
Yep.
Heck yeah, most definitely want to now, you know?
Yep, that was why it's like, I had to watch the movies after that. It's like, ooh, dude, cool. Because they make reference to a bunch of different things throughout the whole movie that refer to the other three movies as they come down the pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, it was, as you said, I think, like I said, you nailed it right on the head. This is probably the best of all the Star Wars.
It's the most concrete, it's the most solid, it's the most driven, and it's the most probably... I think the directors and the writers and the entire team of people who were dedicated to making this movie, they understood exactly what they wanted to produce as a vision. And I have to say that that's how it feels and that's how it looks, even though I know for a damn fact that the entire movie was redone and recut in a number of ways, because originally, I think, what was it, 8 months ago or whatever, they're saying, oh, we showed this to some audiences and they said it was too dark.
Really?
Okay. I would have been okay with that. So now, I really want to see an extended edition that has all this other stuff in it as well, and it's like, well, how dark could it be? It could be pretty freaking dark, and that's awesome. But the beginning of the movie with her as a little girl running away from the Imperial troops taking her dad and killing her mom in front of her, that was pretty freaking dark.
Yeah.
But for me, they nailed the idea. They nailed the story. They nailed the concept. They nailed the characters. They nailed everything about that you could possibly think of, and they did it well. I mean, even the two guys, Assface and the other guy that they bump into in the cantina.
Oh, yeah. I howled when I saw
that. That's the same guys.
Yes, it was.
Not just the same characters. It's the same guys.
Yep.
So all of that being all of that, then we lead to the little sadness part, which is, I saw this movie, I saw all of this stuff, I think, on Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
So last Tuesday, I watched the movie. It's like, yeah, I got my tickets, I'm going to watch the movie. Boom, boom, watch the movie. Come home, Start doing other stuff. Okay, watching New Hope. Going to put that on. Watch it. Great. I'm going to watch the next movie. Going to watch the next movie. Awesome. Do-do-do-do. Finish doing stuff. Log on to Facebook. And then I find out Carrie Fisher passed away.
I know.
Holy crap. Was that ever a what the hell?
And then the next day, her mother passes.
And then the next day, her mother passes away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that comment too. So one of the things I follow a lot of crap. I just tend to notice a lot of stuff. And I think on the sad side, there are some things people say. It's like, okay, why don't you guys just relax and chill and let it happen? It's obviously some people are emotional about this crap. Some people are not. Fine. People will do whatever they're going to do, grieve however they're going to grieve, be or whatever. There's no need to worry about a lot of that crap. But on the other side, and then I'm seeing Old Republic, the video game.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there's this huge tribute going on for Carrie Fisher in the game, where the people playing in the game, and this is a live role-playing game, are creating a statue and an entire dedicated space to her. And in the next version of the game, apparently there's going to be a complete tribute to her that's built into the game as a result.
Interesting.
And it's like, that's just neat. Because that's people doing things that says, we like this character, we like this person. The whole thing behind it is just one of those, cool. You know?
Right.
So, I like that. That's neat. But, like, there's so much more stuff I could talk about this, and it's just, I don't have time.
Right?
Because I have 2 minutes left. And I have to say something very specific right here in these 2 minutes left.
Do it.
So, anybody in the Toronto area, Thursday, January 12th, that's next week, the Horror Writers Association Ontario chapter, represented by the group The Great Lakes Horror Podcast, released a book. We have a book party coming out at the Glad Day Bookshop at 499 Church Street. 7:30 p.m. till about 9:30 p.m. Come on in, visit us. Actually, there's probably a fair number of us who are in this book going to be there doing readings and schmoozing and whatever the hell else. That's my public service announcement on that. My private service announcement is, buy my freaking book! Separate and succinct, disparate and distinct. It's horror poetry. I know that doesn't necessarily appeal to everyone, but I like it. And that's all that matters to me.
And that's all. Okay.
And I think I got 1 minute. I could probably sing a song right now. Do, 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 do. No, I won't.
You know, if people go to the bottom of the chat room, they can click on the link and buy your book.
Look at that. My book is right there. It even looks like it's on special, too, at Amazon.
It sure does.
I wonder if I ever get any money from that.
You're supposed to.
I'm supposed to.
Do you know that you have poetry in the TMV Cafe Fun Book, too?
I also have entries in the TMV Cafe Fun Book, too.
Yep, yep.
I did know that. I know that because I signed a piece of paper that said I authorized that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember that paper, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody who's in the chat room or on the streams, thanks for coming by and visiting. I appreciate it tremendously. I like support. I like to hear from you people. I want you to join us on the Facebooks and on the Twitters. By all means, say whatever the hell you want. I'm going to probably respond with whatever the hell I want. Thanks for joining us. EW, thanks for joining me again.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else out there in After Rot Land, have yourselves an awesome After Rotten good time.
Have a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.